From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. The holidays are upon us, and for many Southwest Florida residents, that means preparing for visits from friends and family, as our region's mild winter temperatures make a great escape for our friends to the north. For those wondering how to entertain their holiday guests, some fresh local seafood and the ubiquitous trip to the beach are always crowd pleasers. But this year, News Press storyteller Amy Bennett-Williams suggests turning our attention a little further inland to the Big Cypress National Preserve for a more unconventional yet truly authentic Southwest Florida experience.
One of the things I'm looking forward to most this holiday season is the arrival of my father from frigid Chicagoland. It's a trip he makes almost every year, and the week or so he spends thawing out in the subtropics are usually filled with what you'd expect, feasting and wine drinking and celebrations. My mom, sister, and I usually divvy up Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and another dinner or two. Sometimes there's a beach day, sometimes a canoe trip, but I wanted to add something new to the mix this year, something we haven't done. As I was casting about for ideas, I considered the Big Cypress, one of my favorite Southwest Florida places. Too bad, I thought to myself, that Clyde Butcher and crew only host their muckabouts Labor Day weekend as part of the Big Cypress Gallery's annual open house. That would be perfect. Years ago, Roger, the boys, and I had tagged along with the great photographer and a few much less eager hikers who looked like they were having serious second thoughts about following Clyde into the wild woods. Certainly, for many, the fear of swamps is a primal thing. For them, they're places of mire and muck, leeches and lizards, rot and fever. Yet venture that notion in front of Clyde, and he'd laugh his hearty laugh and set them straight. Muck and danger? Heavens no. For Clyde, the Big Cypress offers beauty, light, and life. Don't believe him? Just follow him in, as we did one winter morning, after lacing our shoes up tight and choosing a long, polished walking stick. Set just off the Tamiami Trail, Clyde's 13 acres, which hold a few buildings in the gallery, are just a sliver of the million or so that make up the swamp. More than once, Clyde has been compared to Moses, and as he led us, stick raised high in one hand, I half expected the water to part. Instead, it rose over our shoes, our ankles, the color and temperature of iced tea. All around us were walls of buttressed cypress, spiky with bromeliads and ruffled with lichen. Trudging our way forward, we probed with our sticks for sunken logs or submerged outcroppings of the limestone that undergirds the whole swamp. A hawk keened in the distance, and frog trill rose and fell. The tannic mud rose in chestnut plumes when stirred, but the water above it was glass clear. Predators and prey, tiny gambusia and tinier mosquito larvae, flickered ahead of us like animated confetti. Over them floated filamentous clouds, mats of water weeds speckled yellow with bee-sized blossoms. Bladderwort, Clyde told us, a carnivorous plant that traps and eats insects. As we slogged on, mostly silently, the water grew deeper still, rising to our thighs. Our quiet sloshing echoed from the massive cypress trunks. Wild orchids clung to the silver trunks, strap-leaved cowhorns, delicate butterfly-flowered specimens, and others I'd never seen before. When I asked what they were called, Clyde just shook his head. Does it really matter? Reflexively naming, categorizing, cataloging is an impulse he doesn't share, he told us. They're beautiful, they belong here, and that's all he needs to know. We settled back into the cathedral quiet and trudged on. By the time we had looped back to dry land, we were exhilarated and grinning. So was Clyde. Does he ever get tired of this, I wondered. No, not possible, he said, looking up through the leaf lace to the bright sky. What a shame that I couldn't share this with my papa, I thought again, though even a trip to the gallery would be fun. So I went online to check the hours, and when I did, it was like getting an early Christmas present. There, right on the page, swamp walks every Saturday through March. The pleasant woman who answered the phone told me yes, it was true, they were now happening all winter. And come on out on one of those weekends, she said, as if I needed urging. And I don't think my father will either.